You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. It's happening in more ways than we could have ever possibly imagined. From the smoking ruins of Antifa's Portland stronghold to the emptied coffers of Democrat-aligned NGOs worldwide, the American left is experiencing a systematic destruction unlike anything in modern political history. We're about to find out how the mass arrests currently underway in Portland and cities across America are all part of a coordinated three-front assault designed to permanently eliminate the organizational capacity of leftist resistance in America, and it's working with devastating precision. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, back in the studio to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. And so the hour has come. We are watching the political left in the midst of their own death throes. The masked militants who for years terrorized American cities with impunity are now facing a final and decisive reckoning. As many of you know, since early June, Antifa militants have laid siege to the ICE field office in Portland, using stop signs as battering rams, hurling explosives, burning American flags, and even rolling out a guillotine. Their feckless, radical, left-wing, lunatic governor, like Baghdad Bob, has been standing up in front of the cameras claiming this is all just peaceful protests, nothing more. Well, as of this week, that has all come to a crashing end. In the wake of President Trump's directive designating Antifa terrorist organization, federal agents armed with military-grade equipment have transformed into a full-blown counterterrorism force. The response has been swift and devastating. In the midst of the dozens upon dozens of arrests, there have been multiple federal charges filed against these assailants, and we're now getting word, reportedly from inside Homeland Security itself, that the first domestic terrorist charge has been filed, but that has yet to be confirmed. But there is no question that eventually that will be the norm. And that's because of the game-changing order that President Trump signed back on September 22nd that officially designated Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And the reason why that's such a game-changer is that that order triggered a cascade of federal powers that are systematically dismantling the radical left's operational capacity. The order specifically targets any person claiming to act on behalf of Antifa and directs federal agencies to investigate, disrupt, and dismantle all illegal operations, including their funding sources, their banks, even their landlords are subject to prosecution if they're found to be helping them out in any significant way. Now, the impact of this order has been immediate and it has been brutal. DHS agents have arrested dozens of Antifa-aligned extremists just in the last 48 hours who've attacked law enforcement and launched violent riots. And FBI Director Kash Patel has been repeatedly warning that those targeting law enforcement will be put away for a very long time. But what so many commentators are missing here is that this crackdown on Antifa is merely one leg of a three-pronged offensive that the Trump administration is launching against the American left as a whole. We are witnessing the methodical dismantling of an entire ideological infrastructure that took decades to build, but mere months to destroy under Trump's second-term offensive. The chaotic scenes that we're witnessing in Portland over the last few days aren't just random arrests. They're the death throes of coordinated leftist infrastructure that's finally facing the full force of federal power under Trump's second term. Every arrest, every federal charge, every tactical deployment represents a strategic move in Trump's larger war against the forces that have terrorized American cities for years. And I'm going to show you how Trump is in the process of completely dismantling the American left for good. Now, of course, you're not going to hear this from the legacy media, and that's because the media often masquerades as objective journalism when in reality, all they are is gender-driven activism wrapped up in the appearance of news. These narratives don't inform, they manipulate, leaving millions of people wondering where on earth can we turn for the truth? Well, luckily, there is a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is its transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source. You see the ownership ties. You see the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. So that's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in real time. So, for example, here's a story that the left is completely ignoring. Senator Rand Paul says Dr. Fauci directed others to delete emails and must now testify. Now, if this is true, these allegations point to a deliberate effort to conceal information during the pandemic. No wonder the left-wing media is ignoring it, right? Now, of course, the right overlooks stories as well, but with Ground News, you'll see the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, center, how reliable each source is, who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. Right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan. That gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. The key to understanding what's happening here is that Trump's destruction of the American left is operating on three interconnected fronts, each designed to eliminate a different pillar of leftist power. The first front started almost immediately on day one of his presidency when Trump targeted the Democrat Party's financial backbone through DOGE and the eventual complete elimination of USAID and massive cuts to foreign aid programs that were all fronts for Democrat interest groups, right? You'll remember that. That's the real reason why the legacy media, that's why they've been bending over backwards with these absurd claims that millions of people around the world are going to die because we cut USAID. But yeah, right.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
They hide behind the veneer of human suffering as human shields to protect their slush fund that provided the unlimited tax dollars fueling their political power. So, for example, the development assistance account alone worth $3.2 billion, that alone had been funding radical leftist priorities, including climate change initiatives, DEI programs, LGBTQ activities, and other projects completely contrary to American interests, and that had absolutely nothing to do with the stated purpose of the program in the first place. So by eliminating these programs, Trump has severed a crucial funding stream that allowed Democrat-aligned NGOs and international organizations, the Democrat Party itself, to operate as extensions of the party's global agenda. Now, this move wounded them, but it wasn't a mortal wound, because you still have a vast far-left interconnected infrastructure that was receiving hundreds of millions of dollars annually from far-left anti-American billionaires. And so that involves this second front that we've been seeing now of late in Portland. Trump's threatening to use RICO charges against Soros targets the operational infrastructure of far-left groups through unprecedented financial investigations and RICO prosecutions. All the while, these arrests and terrorist designations target the far-left groups themselves, their very membership. So Trump, in this second front, is targeting the money and the membership of this wider far-left network around the country, if not the globe. In fact, Trump's national security presidential memorandum directs the FBI's National Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Department of Justice, the Treasury Department, and even the freaking IRS itself to systematically dismantle what Trump is calling radical leftist terrorist networks. And the scope is breathtaking. The Department of Justice has already directed U.S. attorneys' offices across the country to open up investigations into George Soros's Open Society Foundations. And the investigations include potential charges ranging from material support to terrorism, arson, wire fraud, and of course, RICO violations themselves. So you have the first front, which was and is the defunding of the Democrat Party, cutting them off from our tax dollars. The second front is dismantling the money and membership behind far-left groups. And now the third front, that sort of loops it all around into an interconnected whole, involves attacking the woke cultural and media apparatus that has propagated leftist ideology throughout American institutions. So Trump's relentless assault on legacy media has been particularly brutal and devastating for Democrats. You know, he's initiated multiple multi-billion dollar lawsuits against New York Times and Wall Street Journal concerning their dishonest and blatantly deliberate misleading reporting. CBS has had to cough up tens of millions. ABC, YouTube has just paid out $25 million for unjustly canceling Trump from the platform. So Trump is crushing the media. Now, of course, he's getting help in this endeavor with the rise of the network society, a whole new social order where we're all collectively hyperlinked into cyberspace via the internet. And therefore, information that the legacy media once had a monopoly over has all been dispersed. It's been radically democratized so that we now all have the same access to the same information that anyone and everyone in the legacy media has. So now we are in the position to fact check them. And of course, we've been catching them. We've caught them lying over and over and over again. And you'll notice those lies always work in one direction. They're always designed to the advantage of the Democrat, always without any exception. And so with more people than ever turning off the legacy media because they recognize how dishonest it's been, with the Democrats no longer have the mouthpiece of advocacy journalism to give them 24/7 free campaigning, the whole cultural propaganda machine has collapsed. And with the vast majority of the nation rejecting wokeness as a whole, you know, Bud Lighting every major corporation that embraces that nonsense, the woke left has officially lost their hold on American culture and their cultural institutions. So this is why our War Secretary Pete Hegseth's amazing speech the other day to those 700 generals, this is why it was so devastating to so many in the legacy media. That they are now realizing to their horror that the Trump administration is completely dismantling the hold that they had on every single cultural institution in the nation. And without that hold, without any fear of reprisal from a legacy media that used to exercise inordinate influence over public opinion, without that, and without the USAID funding, and without the billionaires and the far-left networks, the entire American left collapses. And what makes Trump's approach so devastating is just it's how these three fronts reinforce each other. The elimination of USAID cuts off international funding streams that supported Democrat operations. The RICO investigations target domestic funding sources, while the terrorist designations provide legal justification for aggressive prosecution, again, destroying both money and membership. The cultural assault removes the media apparatus that could mobilize opposition or sympathy for leftist causes. And so everything the left had going for it is being dismantled right before our very eyes. As it turns out, the scenes in Portland, federal agents with military equipment facing off against masked extremists who threaten journalists and attack law enforcement, represents the final chapter of organized leftist resistance in America. The radical left's reign of terror, as Trump calls it, rightly so, is ending. Not through negotiation or political compromise, but through the systematic application of federal power across every domain where leftist influence previously operated. From the boardrooms of major foundations to the streets of Portland, from the newsrooms of major networks to the offices of international NGOs, Trump's strategy is dismantling the entire ecosystem that sustained American leftism for decades. The Portland protests will eventually end, but Trump's three-front assault will continue until the organizational capacity for leftist resistance in America has been permanently destroyed, when America will be truly great again. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.